Concluding Galatians, a word to the readers. To the beloved readers, as we close the final page of this Galatian study together, my heart is full of the desire to hold your hand once and offer a word with all sincerity. Please briefly recall the journey from the moment you first opened this book until now. To some, it might have been a familiar path, and to others, it might have been an unfamiliar path heard for the first time. However, as you passed through that path, I know there is one thing you have come to clearly engrave in your heart. That is precisely the truth that the Apostle Paul defended, risking his life through Galatians, namely, the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The path we have walked together. In chapter 1, we saw the Apostle Paul firmly declaring that his apostleship was not from men, nor through man. And we confirmed together that the gospel he preached was also not according to the will of man, but solely through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul referred to that gospel as the gospel given to us, and cried out repeatedly twice that whoever preaches a gospel other than this gospel will be accursed. In chapter 2, through the incident where he rebuked Cephas in front of everyone in Antioch, we saw the fact that the truth of the gospel is not something that can be shaken out of fear of men. And we deeply engraved in our hearts the famous Galatians chapter 2, verses 16 and 20, namely, the declaration, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, and the confession, I have been crucified with Christ. Passing through chapters 3 and 4, we confirmed together the place and limit of the law, and the amazing grace that Christ redeemed us by personally receiving the curse of the law. We saw the fact that the law was a tutor leading us to Christ, and that the Son of God sent when the fullness of the time had come, Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, bought us who were under the law to receive the adoption as sons. Now, we are no longer slaves, but sons, and through God, we have become heirs. In chapters 5 and 6, we saw how we should live within that freedom. Not to be entangled again with a yoke of bondage, not to use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another, to walk in the Spirit and bear the fruit of the Spirit, and not to sow to one's own flesh, but to sow to the Spirit. When we live every day following these exhortations, we come to make Paul's confession, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, our own confession. One truth, the gospel of the water and the Spirit. In this book, I have tried to consistently preach just one truth. That is the entire event of giving himself, which Paul pointed to when he said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us. It is not merely the blood of the cross. The beginning of the event, where he gave his body, is the baptism he received from John, and its completion is the blood he shed on the cross. Only when these two are together does it become that perfect salvation that came upon us at once. If one emphasizes only the blood of the cross and leaves out what relationship John's baptism has with our sins, that becomes preaching only half of the true gospel that Galatians defends. The reason Paul cried out twice, if anyone preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed, Galatians chapter 1, verses 8-9, is right here. The meaning of the blood shed on the cross becomes clear only by the fact that our sins passed on to him through the baptism he received. Only the one who has believed this gospel with the heart can stand firmly upon the fact that their old man has truly died together with Christ. Some reading this book might have this thought, am I really a born-again person? I commit sin today as well, but am I still a righteous person? Beloved readers, in front of that question, what we must look back on is not our own deeds. What we must look back on is only one thing. The written word that all our sins were blotted out at once by the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood he shed on the cross. That word is there. And if you have believed that word with your heart, you are already a righteous person. That righteousness did not come from your deeds, but came upon you at once through Christ. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. I hope you engrave this one verse deeply in your hearts. The yoke of bondage, that we must not put on again, does not merely refer to the provisions of the old law. It includes all kinds of yokes, such as, I must do better to be loved, I must try harder to be acknowledged, and I must do certain deeds to finally be accepted by God. To you who have received the gospel of the water and the Spirit with your hearts, God has already given the adoption as sons. Galatians chapter 4, verse 5. The status of a child is neither gained by any deed, nor lost by any fault. No parent deprives their child of the status of a child just because the child did something wrong. How much more so would our God the Father be? Therefore, stand firm. Stand firm on the days you do well, and stand firm on the days you feel lacking. It is because what you rely on is not your deeds, but that faith believing in the Son of God, who gave His body for you. Walk in the Spirit. Just because freedom has been given, using that freedom as an opportunity for the flesh is not the proper appearance of one who has received the gospel of the water and the Spirit with the heart. As Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, we must use that freedom to, through love, serve one another. Because we have become free from sin and the condemnation of the law, we have now become those who can love others without a burden on our hearts. As you live each day, keep in mind that one word of exhortation, walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Within us, there is still the desire of the flesh. Even for a born-again saint, if one lets one's guard down, that desire arises. However, you also have the desire of the Spirit together with it. When these two oppose each other, I hope you pause for a moment, turn your heart, and resolve to follow the guidance of the Spirit. When such resolves accumulate, a single abundant fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will come to grow in your life. The place of reaping as one sows. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. The everyday life of a born-again saint is ultimately summarized as a matter of what one sows. He who sows to his flesh will ultimately reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit, that is, he who sows his time, material wealth, and heart to propagate the gospel of the water and the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. This principle does not change. Sometimes you might have the thought, I am sowing like this, so why is the reaping not visible? However, Paul said, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. There is a time. God is not mocked. I hope you believe that each and every seed you have sown today will never be in vain. One last request. While this book is held in your hands, I would like to make one request. I ask that you do not let the gospel of the water and the Spirit you received through Galatians stop with you alone. Just as Paul, as soon as he received that gospel, did not confer with flesh and blood, but went about to Arabia, Damascus, Antioch, and the various churches of Galatia to propagate that gospel, I ask that you too, Become someone who preaches this gospel to the one soul you meet. In this world, there are still too many souls who have not heard the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Among them, there will be those who have lived their whole lives hearing only of the blood of the cross, but not knowing how that blood connects to their own sins, have lived their whole lives crushed by the weight of sin. I hope you pass on just one word to them. Through that baptism Jesus received from John, your sins have already passed on to him. That one word can save a soul. To the readers who are like beloved family. As I conclude this book, I want to keep one more thing in my heart. That is the fact that we are one family in Christ. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, Paul declared, "You are all one in Christ Jesus. Whether Jew or Greek, whether slave or free, whether male or female, all are one family in Christ Jesus." What does this truth mean for us today? It is the fact that wherever you live, whatever circumstances you are in, and whatever past you have, if you have believed the gospel of the water and the Spirit with your heart, you are already a member of one family. Do not be lonely. You are never alone. Brothers and sisters who embrace the same gospel in their hearts are walking the same path together in every corner of this earth. Perhaps you might be feeling some loneliness right now as you read this book. However, please do not lose heart. At first, Paul too was in a position where it seemed like he alone was defending this gospel. However, God caused that gospel of the water and the Spirit to spread through him to the various churches of Galatia and ultimately to the whole world. The place of you as one person is also never small. One phrase to start each day. After you close this book, when you start every morning, I ask that you bring just one thing to mind. That is the fact that today, I am already a righteous person. This one phrase will make your day completely different. The reason I am a righteous person today is not because I did well yesterday. The reason I am a righteous person today is because I believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit with my heart. It is because through that baptism Jesus received from John, all my sins passed on to him, and he paid all the penalty for those sins on the cross. Therefore, whether you do well or not today, one unchanging fact is that I am already a righteous person. I hope you start your day standing upon this fact. Then, everything you face that day will begin to look in a different color. Lacking will no longer be condemnation, but an opportunity to grow, and trials will no longer be a fear, but a place to strengthen faith. Other people's criticism will also no longer be able to tear me down. This is because the basis on which you are regarded as righteous is not the approval of people, but the gospel of the water and the Spirit of Christ. The last blessing. The short words of blessing that the Apostle Paul gave as he concluded Galatians, "I too give to you with the same heart." Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 18. I have met you through this book. Although I do not know your faces, I rejoice deeply in my heart at the fact that we have become brothers and sisters through the same gospel of the water and the Spirit. I do not know when it will be, but we will certainly meet. On that day when our Lord comes again, or on some day before then, when we are embraced in the Lord's bosom, we will recognize each other and be together forever as one family. Until then, I sincerely pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be full in your spirits, and that the unshakable peace resulting from the gospel of the water and the Spirit will be with you in your every day. In the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, a servant of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Sincerely, Author Paul Sejong. The next series, Romans. Following this book, a Romans biblical exposition and sermon series, examining the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans from the same perspective of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, will be released soon. Romans seen from the perspective of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. We sincerely hope that through the books that Reverend Paul C. Jong will continue to publish, your faith will be strengthened and that they will become spiritual nourishment for you. All books by Reverend Paul C. Jong, including new releases as they become available, are offered free of charge at www.bjnewlife.org in ebook, PDF, EPUB, and audiobook, M4A, MP3 formats, and may also be read directly on the website at any time.